You're listening to SBS News.
What was supposed to be a brief visit to see family has turned into a daunting reality of isolation and fear for Australian Dan Hooper. Unable to leave an apartment, she is also unable to explain to her two young daughters who are back in Canberra just when she will be able to return home.
Without knowing a date or roughly how long. So that indefinite period, it's scary for people like us and also my kids.
Hubei province and its some 60 million residents have been in complete lockdown for more than 3 weeks. Streets there are deserted, shops are closed, and food is only available on order through community groups. Ms. Hooper is among at least 100 Australian residents and citizens appealing to the federal government for another rescue flight.
I think they have fully done the job yet because there are people like me and some of the others in similar situation are still stuck here against our will. It's a very hard job, but again, the government and DFAT has a responsibility to help citizens of the country.
Earlier this month, the Morrison government evacuated more than 500 people from Wuhan and also brought home 173 Australians stranded on the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan. Australians Cecilia Liu and her five-year-old son Rong are in the city of Yitang and were unable to make the second Wuhan evacuation flight. Ms. Liu hopes the government will consider a third flight.
His father, he wants to talk to him every day. One day he said, Mommy, I think I have forgotten the taste of ice cream. Can you buy me a lot of ice cream when we get home? Because there's nothing we can do. Because then no one knows when it will end.
She says people in Hubei province are scared about the coronavirus epidemic deteriorating.
To be honest, I'm very scared. I think everyone is very scared because the virus, the coronavirus, is highly infectious. You know, you don't know where it hides, and you don't know who carries the virus because the infected person doesn't have any symptoms. So that's, you know, make people scared.
In a statement to SBS, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Maurice Payne, says there are no plans for further assisted evacuations. The statement added the government has consistently indicated that our assisted departures from Wuhan would prioritise isolated and vulnerable Australians. We have assisted the people and family groups who best meet these definitions. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.